Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Himachal Futuristic Communications Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Agarwal from HFCL. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome everyone to the Q1 FY23 earnings call of HFCL Limited. I'm handing over the call to Mr. Mahendra Nahata, Managing Director.
Thank you, Amit. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, everyone, and warm welcome to HFCL's earnings call of Q1 of FY23. I truly appreciate and express my gratitude for making it to HFCL's earnings call for the first quarter of FY23. I'm sure that you got a chance to go through our financial results, press release, and investor presentation, which are available on the website of the company and also the stock exchanges. Friends, you must have observed that the performance during the quarter under review is somewhat below our expectation. Revenue this quarter got impacted due to supply chain disruptions, including shortage of semiconductors and intermittent gap in supply of optical fiber, which is a critical raw material for manufacturing of optical fiber cables. The revenue was also impacted due to spillover of some of the milestone-based service billing on account of non-availability of certain prerequisite infrastructure from the customer end. One of the major reasons for low margins during the quarter was fulfillment of existing orders from customers at pre-committed prices, despite significant increase in price of raw materials such as semiconductors, fiber, and HDPE, et cetera. Increased logistics cost also impacted our margins. However, we see the revenue and margins to restore to targeted levels soon, with gradual increase in supply chain and improvement in sales realization with easing of our input cost pressures. We are witnessing upward correction in optical fiber cable prices by 6%-7%. Similarly, the sale prices of telecom products is also showing upward movement in every new order being received by the company. Further, with required infrastructures being made available, the unbilled revenue will also start getting converted into revenue in subsequent quarters of the current financial year. With these positive changes, coupled with vast opportunity landscape, positioning of the company, initiative taken to enhance product portfolio, ongoing optical fiber cable and optical fiber capacity expansion, and creation of new capacities for telecom and defense products, we expect improved and much robust performance on quarter-to-quarter basis. Our growth strategy is right on track with strongly built foundation that will ensure consistent performance in time to come. Financial year 2023 will be a revolutionary year for the entire telecom industry in India. There is a boost in demand because of government initiatives like upcoming 5G product auction, 5G spectrum auction, promoting design-led manufacturing and suitable modifications in PLI scheme, thrust on CapEx in union budget, continued network expansion under BharatNet and national highway projects, and approval of 5 MHz 4G spectrum for Indian Railways. All these initiatives will lead to opportunities for us. As per TRAI, the economic impact generated by rapid adoption of 5G wave is estimated to reach to $1 trillion by 2035. India's largest ever 5G spectrum auctions by the end of this month will be a big push for our business. The domestic optical fiber cable environment continues to be strong, and with the current market demand of optical fiber products, optical fiber cables at 35 million-40 million fiber kilometers per annum is expected to grow significantly in next three years on account of higher deployment of optical fiber cable for 5G networks, increase in fiber to home deployment, and expected start of BharatNet project, which will lead to all villages of the country being connected by optical fiber cable. There is tremendous opportunity in global markets as well. We have witnessed that the governments of leading economies, including US, UK, Germany, and Europe, are investing heavily on building robust fiber connectivity for deployment of 5G networks and fiber to home networks. The global market demand of optical fiber cable is about 500 million fiber kilometer per annum, and it is estimated to grow to 1,000 million fiber kilometer per annum over the next 5 years. In India, BharatNet alone will lead to an opportunity of laying 16 lakh kilometers of optical fiber cable, translating in almost 50 million fiber kilometers. We also see immense opportunities for telecom and networking products across the world, especially in markets like Europe and US. We have identified Europe and US to be the key markets of focus on for further deepening our global footprint. We already have our employees in Middle East, France, Germany, UK and USA to reach out to the customers. We are also appointing distributors and agents in several other countries to further deepen our customer reach. Friends, this year will be a major increase in our exports, with increase by 2.5 times than the last financial year. We export optical fiber cables and telecom products to 30 plus countries, serving 80 plus clients globally. We aim to build our global customer relations and export footprints expeditiously over the next 3 years and emerge as a large global player in the space. We already have our core leadership in place for global markets, and we will further strengthen the global team with recruitment of sales and marketing talent. During quarter one of FY23, our exports increased by 167% compared to the corresponding quarter of the previous financial year. Innovation and R&D is our backbone to build a futuristic product portfolio, and we have heavily invested in the same to meet accelerated rate of fiberization, 5G products demand, and also tap opportunities in defensive railways. It has been company strategy to consistently increase revenue from products. You will be glad to know that in the first quarter of the year, our revenue from products have been 59% of our revenue, which was only 43% in the financial year of 2022. Increase in product revenue will need less working capital and, of course, quick realization of revenue. Your company is making robust progress in the path of becoming a strong technology-driven product company. Our own R&D centers in Bangalore and Gurgaon, together with our partnership in engineering companies like Wipro and Capgemini and our investment companies, are designing latest generation telecom products for us. These products include radio access network products for 5G, routers, switches, backhaul radios, Wi-Fi access points, and software-defined radios. All these products are not only having large demand opportunities in India, but worldwide also. Our lower cost base and control on technology will help us in getting good market share in India and abroad. The demand of companies' telecom products is also expected to be robust. We expect to increase our revenue from our own design telecom products by 100% during the current year. And this will keep on going upwards in the upcoming financial years. You will be glad to know that the current financial year, we have started exporting our designed telecom products also. We have already exported these to USA, UK and Africa, though in a smaller quantities right now, but these quantities are expected to increase to much higher level in the coming quarters. Orders have also been received from Sweden, South Africa and Russia also. In fiber optic cable business also, we are designing new products constantly. We are opening new technology development centers in United States, apart from our own R&D center for cable and fiber in Hyderabad. We have already received approval from Telecordia in USA for our optical fiber and optical fiber cable, which will help us in exporting of optical fiber cable to US market. We are also expanding our defense product portfolio. With completion of design of software-defined radio during the current year, Our defense product portfolio will also get enhanced from current portfolio of electronic usage and optoelectronics. The PLI schemes announced by Government of India is also going to give boost to domestic manufacturing and attract large investments across announced sectors including telecom. The recent amendments related to extended timeline and additional incentive aims towards incentivizing design-led manufacturing in the center will have a very positive impact on our competitiveness and profitability. Financial year 23 will be a year of transformation for HFCL, as well as we will focus on building our capabilities across all businesses and improving our organizational capability. We'll continue to build our organization for sustainable, profitable growth and leveraging on the upcoming opportunities in telecom, defense, and railways. Our mission is to transform as a technology-driven enterprise that innovates and manufactures for both domestic and global markets, and we aim to become a multinational player in cable and telecom and networking products. Our strategic priorities are capacity expansion, product expansion with clear focus on margin-accretive products, and expanding our global footprint. This part also marked with HFCL securing regular purchase orders from our marquee customers. Anticipating the huge demand in India and globally, we are undergoing capacity expansion both for optical fiber and optical fiber cables. On completion of our ongoing capacity expansion program, our optical fiber cable capacity will increase to 34.7 million fiber kilometer from the current capacity of 24.7 million fiber kilometer per year. And optical fiber capacity will increase from 10 million fiber kilometer to 22 million fiber kilometer on annualized basis. The phased capacity expansion will increase competitiveness, help reduce operating costs, and increase margins and profitability. Our priority of product expansion with clear focus on margin accretive products has led to share of products rise from 43% during FY22 to 59% in quarter one of FY23. This shift will continue with margin accretive products followed by expanded capacity of optical fiber cable, and FTTH segment and development of new product in telecom and defense segment. Friends, let me now brief you on key performance metrics of quarter one of FY23. Revenue in quarter one of FY23 stood at 1,051 crores as compared to 1,183 crores in Q4 of FY22 and 1,207 crores in Q1 of FY22. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 130 crores as compared to 150 crores in quarter 4 of FY22 and 191 crores in quarter 1 of FY22. EBITDA margin stands at 12.37% for quarter 1 as compared to 13.02% of quarter 4 of FY22 and stood at 15.82% in quarter 1 of FY22. Quarter 1 FY23 profit after tax stands at 53 crores as compared to 68 crores of quarter 4 FY22 and 91 crores of quarter 1 of FY22. PAT margin stands at 5.04% in quarter 1 as compared to 5.75% in quarter 4 and 7.5% in quarter 1 of FY22. Segment revenue from telecom products during the quarter stood at 620 crores, that is 59% of our revenue, as compared to 585 crores, that is 49% of quarter 4 FY22 revenue. Finally, I would like to reiterate our business priorities for upcoming quarters. We aim to continue our strategic priorities related to business transformation, with focus on capacity expansion, expansion of product portfolio in telecom, defense, and railways, focused on margin-accretive products, and expanding global markets. Backed by investments in innovation and R&D, financial year 22-23 will transformation HFCL, ensuring sustainable growth in revenue and profitability. We are already witnessing product inquiries from our customers, We leverage our core strengths in new product design and strong customer relations as we plan to capitalize on the vast business opportunities present both in India and globally. Thank you once again for your keen participation. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and open the floor for Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Hardik Vyas from ET Wealth. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, please proceed.
Okay. Sir, I would like to know how has been the optic fiber crisis for the quarter and the delta between the fiber crisis and OSP for the quarter.
Hardik, your voice is not clear. Can you repeat
it? Mr. Vyas, I would request you to speak on the handset.
Sir, is this clear?
Yes. Clearer?
Better.
Okay. Sir, what are the optic fiber prices for the quarter and how has been the delta between optic fiber and optic fiber cable prices for the quarter?
Hardik, optical fiber prices currently, you know, hovers around 425 to 450 rupees per fiber kilometer. In fact, they have risen sharply from the last financial year. But now it seems to be stabilizing, you know, that I don't foresee any further increase in the prices. They seem to be stabilizing.
Have the optic fiber cable prices also moved up in tandem with them?
I'm coming to that. Yeah. Optical fiber cable prices, if you look at, in our case, you know, it may vary from manufacturer to manufacturer and, you know, depending upon composition of cable, how we, what kind of cable people manufacture. But okay. It's around rupees 1,000 per fiber kilometers, as against what used to be about 880 rupees per fiber kilometer in the quarter one of the last financial year.
Okay, so the upward movement has been more or less the same in percentage terms for both optic fiber and fiber cable.
No, fiber has been much higher.
Okay. That has been hampering our margins.
You know, because fiber last year we used to purchase even at 260, 270 rupees fiber kilometer.
Yeah.
Which has gone up to 425 to 450 rupees. So that increase has been much higher, and not only that, prices of plastics, you know, also increased significantly, which is the second highest raw material required for manufacturing cable, HDP, LDP, PBT. All these also increased significantly with increase in the core prices. But again, these have also started, you know, coming down now. They are seeing a downward trend. So that is also a positive factor. So there are positive factors like, look, one, fiber prices have stabilized. Cable prices have now gone up because, you know, increase or decrease in the prices of the finished product follows 2 or 3 months later than the increase or decrease in the prices of raw material. So now the cable prices, you know, from the last quarter to this quarter, current quarter I am talking about, ongoing quarter, they have increased by 6 to 7%. So what I am saying, this thousand would be 6 or 7% better in the current quarter. They have already started showing an increase. So they are following now. And HDP and all these prices have also started coming down. So this quarter is expected to be better.
This quarter and going forward, it is expected to be better. Okay.
Absolutely.
Second question is, we are staring at a huge opportunity in terms of 5G. The spectrum auctions are slated to happen very soon. And,
tomorrow,
yeah. So what my question was, the spectrum fees for the telcos, what kind of opportunities are, what kind of size are we looking at for the orders flowing in from the telcos and other things for 5G?
Look, you know, auctions are happening for tomorrow, and I think government has given good payment plan to the operators, you know. Prices may seem to be a bit higher, but the payments are to be made in 16 years. So if somebody buys, you know, 1 gigahertz of millimeter band and 100 megahertz of mid band, which is almost, I think, the maximum allowed, maybe a little bit more, people will pay about 40,000 crores. Now, 40,000 crores is to be paid in 16 years. So there would not be stress on the, cash flow of the telcos as much. However,
okay,
network expansion is going to happen and they will have to invest on CapEx. And with the investment in CapEx, I expect that the products which we are having and which we are having under design and which are expected to be in the market in the current financial year, we will see a very good demand opportunity. I'll tell you which segments. One, fiber optic cable. With 5G networks, more and more base stations, the towers which you see, are to be connected over fiber optic cable. Because the higher throughput, use of microwave radios would be less, use of fiber optic cable would be much more. And therefore, the capacity of the fiber optic network has to be increased manifold. So that would see a huge demand opportunity in fiber optic cable. And, advantage that we have a almost 50% market share in the company, in the country, 50%. So this increase in demand, large portion of this, I believe, would be available to HFCL, and that would be a major boost to our fiber optic cable business, wherein we have been increasing our revenues consistently over the years. And this current year also we foresee increase in our revenue in fiber optic cable segment significantly. I think last year it was, if I'm not wrong, it was about 1700 crores in the last financial year, which we expect to increase to roughly about 2300 crores. So last year, some 1780 crores will increase to 2300 crores in the current financial year. However, large portion of this increase will come from the export market also, because we see significant increase in export in our fiber optic cable business, again because of 5G, which is happening not only in India, but happening worldwide. So one is the fiber optic cable. Second is the 5G products which we are designing, which includes the radio access network, which includes routers, which includes switches, which are required not only for 5G, but other areas also. There again, as we have seen in our Wi-Fi and backhaul radio business, where we got significant demand from domestic operators, we have foreseen significant demand from domestic operators for 5G products also. So this is going to be a great year in terms of demand opportunities of product which we are manufacturing and which we are designing.
To translate to our opportunity in terms of revenues for us immediately as when the auctions happen and from the second half of the current financial year or for the next financial year.
Look, I would not like to give any forecast or any guidance in terms of that, but I think order to be received would be reasonably large in number.
But that would be more or less in a year or two, right? Or would it be very much in the future, as in 3 years, 4 years later?
It would start from now, and it will continue over the years, because network expansion does not happen in a year. It continues. Okay. Like 4G network started in 2011-12, and it is getting expanded even now in 10 years. So this network expansion will keep on happening. So I don't see any dearth of demand for next 5 years to come. Either 5G or FTTH, some or other form of network expansion will keep on happening.
Okay. And so my last question is on the our defense product portfolio. How is that coming along, and when do we feel that will translate to revenues, and also for other telecom products other than Wi-Fi and routers?
Look, in terms of defense, as you know, defense takes a longer time because the testing processes and all, they are so long. So I see, as I've been constantly telling, I don't see any larger revenue coming from defense in the current financial year. We think they will start flowing from the next financial year, not in the current financial year, because defense processes and procedures are very, very long. In terms of other products, which I described just now, 5G and all that,
Yes. Yeah. That
I believe that, from the last quarter of the current financial year and starting from the, in a big way, in the next financial year, it will start flowing in.
Okay, sir. And sir, could I get the breakup of our order book in terms of optic fiber, exports and services?
Yeah, just give me one moment.
one moment. Since you have asked a detailed one, I will give you. Our total order book is about 5,858 crores.
Okay.
Out of which optical fiber cable is around 800 crores. But mind you, optical fiber cable we keep on. No, sorry, it's not 800.
Yeah, yeah.
974 crores. Sorry.
Okay.
974 crores. And we keep on receiving orders of fiber optic cable. We keep on receiving orders. So it's not going to be that, it's 974 crores for the whole year. We keep on receiving. As a supply, we keep on receiving orders.
Yes,
defense network which you are laying down is about 2300 crores.
Okay.
Then, the projects which we have undertaken for execution, for Jio, majorly Jio, about 1000 crores. And then the product orders from railways, which is about, which includes products and installation commissioning of them.
Okay.
And then other telecom products which you are manufacturing, all put together will be roughly about 500 crores.
Okay, okay.
And BharatNet, which we are, doing, and certain miscellaneous is about 500 crores. So this all put together is 5,304 crores.
4 crores. Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best. That's
Thank
all for
you. Me. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranay Kshatriya from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Okay. I would just want to know how the margins...
So you did talk about some of the cost pressure easing and the prices for the end product increasing. So can you tell us that, how do you see the margin going forward how would that change? Will the margin increase?
I could follow what Mr.
Okay, sir. Please proceed.
Somewhat, Pranay. Your line was very, very bad. So whatever I can understand, whatever I have understood from you, I would try my best to reply. Our EBITDA margin in the current quarter has been 12.37%. Now, with increase in the prices of our sales realization and some decrease in the cost, I think our EBITDA margin should go up by about anywhere around 3 and 4% in the coming quarter. 3 to 4% will be going up. And this will be happening with the increase in the product prices and also decrease in the cost somewhat, So in the product segment of our business, I expect 3 to 4% increase in our EBITDA margins going forward.
Okay. So I also wanted to understand, how the export contribution has increased quite dramatically, which countries, which orders or, what exactly is contributing it and how sustainable is this? Where do you see, export contribution eventually?
Yeah, export, majorly, you'll be glad to know that we are exporting quite a bit to all good economies and developed countries. This speaks of the product quality we do. In fiber optic cable, which is the major export revenue, because the product revenue just started flowing in the current quarter, we export to Middle East, which includes Dubai, Oman, such kind of country. We export to France, Germany, United Kingdom, and several other countries. But these are some of the countries. Portugal, these are some of the countries I'm trying to mention. And we have now received approval from United States also, so we will be starting our export there also. Our last year, we exported about 300 crores of, had a 300 crores export. This year, we are looking at making it at least 750 crores, at least 750 crores, which is going to increase further in the coming years. We are putting a huge, importance on the export of our products. So this year it will not only be fiber optic cable, but it would be our products also. Product also we have started creating infrastructure for sales and marketing in Europe right now. and recruiting a couple of people and putting up agents and distributors for certain products, you know, like Wi-Fi and all that. They are sold by agents and distributors also in some other countries. So we see a good opportunity for fiber optic cable and our products also. In terms of products, as I mentioned, in a small way we have started. We have started exporting to several countries, which I mentioned in my opening remarks. And this will further get strengthened in the in next, you know, coming quarters in the increase in the revenue. Export, the places we have undertaken, USA, UK, some in Africa. Orders are also there, Sweden, South Africa, Russia, for the products. And cable, as I mentioned, mainly to Europe and Middle East.
Okay, thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Shah from KSA Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for the opportunity. So it was very nice to hear your promising words and understanding about the telecom industry. So coming back to our fortune of our company and growth trajectory, you have explained about the all the upcoming opportunities to us as a company and to the industry as a whole. We would like to understand what are the challenges which you foresee ahead and how our company is going to outride that challenges and grow further from here.
Thanks, Sanjay. You know, number one, you know, as I said in my opening remarks, this quarter was an exceptional quarter in terms of increase in cost, which was contributed by increase in raw material cost, logistical cost, increase in, you know, depletion in value of rupee, where which you know included further increase in raw material prices, and also, you know, at the same point of time, non-billing of revenue because certain areas where customer was to create some infrastructure and then the milestone would have got completed could not happen because it was the customer's fault that he could not create infrastructure, which is happening in starting to happen in this quarter. So this all contributed for a lower performance in the last quarter. But this quarter onwards, as I mentioned, sale prices have started increasing. Costs have now stabilized, rather they have started declining. And as a result of that, next quarters are going to be better and better. So that is as far as the performance of the current quarter and the expected performance of the next few quarters. Now, the challenge, you know, when we increase our capacity for fiber optic cable, and also we have new products under design which are getting completed, which would lead to required new markets. Major challenge is, of course, to get new customers. Now, challenge doesn't mean that it's difficult. Challenge means that we have to work and create new customers in different markets. But I am pretty sure, like fiber optic cable we have seen, we almost increased our export by 2.5 times last year. And this year, again, that increased base, we are going to increase by another 2.5 times. Why it is happening? Because good product quality, timely delivery, and good cost base. Now, same thing is going to happen in our telecom product portfolio also, which again we have shown in Wi-Fi and backhaul radios. And in India, we got the highest market share as an Indian company. We got the highest market share as an Indian company, as a local manufacturer. So with this cost base, lower cost base, we will be able to find, and our control over technology, we will be able to find good customers abroad also. But, you know, it always remains a challenge to find customers, to deliver quality as per their expectation, and keep on fighting for the with the competition in terms of features and all that, that we are able to do with our own R&D. Because with own R&D, we can keep on upgrading our technology. If it was not our own R&D, then upgradation would not be possible. I will give an example. Wi-Fi. When we started Wi-Fi, it was based on Wi-Fi 5 standard. Then came 6. So we are already producing 6. Now 7 is coming. We are already designing Wi-Fi 7. So challenge is mitigated by own R&D, better cost base, and good marketing and sales infrastructure.
Yes, sir, it was really very great and helpful to understand. Sir, regarding as far as our export is concerned, the growth trajectory which you have shown is very exciting. So can you explain us that how inroads we are doing and facing the competition from other Chinese and other more players, and how are our team lined up to, and are we selling through distributor or we are selling directly to the customer? This will help us to understand the inroads into export.
Mr. Singhya, first of all, Chinese competition has declined consistently and considerably. In India, for example, Chinese products are not allowed. US has stopped buying Chinese products. Many European countries have stopped buying Chinese products. I was reading, you know, this is for a strategic reason, because they, all the countries expect Chinese use their telecom products for spying. So I was reading one news article in CNN website, which they say that Chinese Huawei's telecom products were designed to interfere with the strategic nuclear arsenal communication of United States. You can imagine how serious it is. So worldwide, in the equipment side, Chinese penetration has gone down, which has helped European companies, American companies and Indian companies, because they were lowering prices not because of competitiveness, but because of government support for other reasons, the defense kind of strategic reasons. So that competition has reduced considerably. Number two, fiber optic cable business, there has been dumping duty imposed on Chinese vendors in Europe, which has also helped us, because there is, I think, 22% dumping duty has been imposed on the Chinese vendors, which has also helped us, because the Chinese dumping of products for strategic reasons has been stopped by governments all over the world. So we don't have a problem with the Chinese at all. We are very able to successfully compete with the Chinese all over the world. And this restriction on Chinese equipment has helped considerably, not only Indian companies, but companies abroad also. So that was your question, sir, or any other question?
No, it was very well explained. Only the thing was that our distribution done through
It's both. We are selling directly to the operators. One of the very large operator, I cannot name, like, you know, customer confidentiality, based in Europe, which has got worldwide operation. We got an order very recently, and we are working with several other customers directly. And some of the products are sold through distributors also, because distributors have wider reach. A number of countries, you know, telcos buys from distributors also. The smaller telcos buys from distributors also. So we sell through distributors also. And that increases our customer reach. And, you know, we are, as I said, for telecom products like Wi-Fi and all this, which are sold in the common markets, we are appointing distributors all the places. And our employees, which we have recruited in England, for example, who would be taking care of Europe and MENA market, the focus is on appointment distributors. So some products, they have, you know, wider reach to distributors rather than one salespeople. So it's a mix of both.
That's great, sir. Wish you good luck, and hopefully looking for a very exciting year ahead for HFCL, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirav Dalal from MIB Maybank Securities India. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi, thank you for the opportunity. I had a couple of questions. First is there a difference between qualification for cables and telecom products? So what I was trying to understand is that, is it faster to sell telecom products in exports market, or it is similar to what the optical fiber cable is done? So because what I understand is that the qualification process is slightly longer for the fiber and cables. Is it similar for telecom products, other telecom products, or how should we look at that?
No, I think, you know, you should look at conversely. Cable would be little easier than the equipment, because cable is tested for large parameters, but equipment, you know, because, it's a one equipment have hundreds of components. So they are to be tested little differently in an environmental test and, you know, optical test or the radio related test. I would say component equipment side would be a little longer than cable. But more or less, you know, there is not much of a difference. But equipment side maybe a little longer.
No, because what I was understanding, so we are targeting the export markets through to distributors also. So that is the reason I was. So is it same for we push cables and fiber also through distributors, or how should one then look?
No, somewhat, you know, some of our products are pushed through distributors also in fiber and cable, but they are already pre-qualified from the testing agencies, you know. Not that every customer needs to own approval, that there are testing agencies, like I mentioned Telecordia. Now Telecordia approval is there. Now you can go to US market and say, look, this is the Telecordia approval, and not every customer would like to test it so on. Some of them may be, but not all of them.
Got that. With regards to BharatNet phase 2, any update on that, anything in terms of tendering?
Yes. What I understand, government has now decided to implement it in EPC model, where contract would be given to larger parties to implement that network, including the supply of equipment. Now, whenever that happens, and I believe the Prime Minister's announced program very recently, last month in Bangalore also, DoT should come out with the trending process soon. And this is, again, a major opportunity for HFCL. The capex targeted in 3 years' time frame is 80,000 crores. And in this segment of optical fiber cable, HFCL is the largest vendor in country. So I see a major demand opportunity for HFCL in BharatNet whenever it happens, and it should happen soon because it's a Prime Ministerial announced program. And with the 80,000 crore capex, I won't guess about the share which you will get, but it is going to be very significant, and significantly adding company's revenue and profitability.
Got that. And third question is, in terms of margins, do you see phase 2 margins to be lower than phase 1 or vice versa? And second question is, between private and public, what would be the margin differential in terms of private and public? Because where I'm going to is that as our exports are increasing, as the private share of revenues is increasing, we've seen a decline in margins. Obviously, there is some inflation issue, but then could you comment on how do you see it?
Phase 1 and phase 2, you mean to say BharatNet or something else?
Yes, sorry, BharatNet.
Look, you know, we cannot compare phase 1 or phase 2 as such, that how the margins would flow. That would completely depend upon number of factors, what kind of tender, what kind of participants, what kind of products. So I won't compare phase 1 or phase 2 margins, but I am sure with the government's insistence on, you know, saying that they would only allow large players to participate in tenders so as to implement the network properly and good quality, margins, I think, should be in a reasonable terms. But in government tenders, you can never expect margins to be very, very high because they are competitive tenders. But it would be on a reasonable level without any doubt, number one. Number two, latest trends which I have seen in private and public, private sector margins are tending to be better. I tell you why. In telecom, in public sector, the buyer is BSNL and BSNL alone. And in fiber optic cable business, you will find there are 20 manufacturers, and BSNL opens its doors for everybody, so prices go down significantly. We didn't even take any order from BSNL in the current financial year. We have not taken any orders. In the last quarter when there was a tender, we did not take any order because the prices were going down significantly. But that doesn't happen in the private sector because private sector doesn't open door for everybody. They believe in quality. They want quality. They want timely delivery. And, you know, quantities to be supplied in time frame which they require. And some kind of specialized kind of cable which everybody does not manufacture. So of late, what I have seen, private sector margins are better than the public sector margins.
Okay.
And export also, same trend is there. As I said in my opening remarks, prices between orders received in Q1 and what are being received Q2, there is an increase in prices by 6 to 7%. They are also private sectors.
Got it. Got that. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Pandey from Quant Money Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. Very good morning. Sir, if you could talk a little bit about the Reliance Jio order book kind of declining, or is there not too much to read into it given, you know, it's been higher in the past for us?
Your question was what? Can you repeat the question?
The Jio order book, you know, 1,000-odd crore that you indicated, is that kind of
it's almost constant.
The low number?
It's not declining. It's not declining. It's almost constant. And we expect orders from all operators. Why only Jio? All operators, when the 5G starts, we expect orders from all operators. And Jio orders are not declining. We are constantly supplying to them. We are constantly supplying fiber optic cable. We are supplying unlicensed backhaul radios. We are doing installation commissioning services for them, EPC services for them in the entire North India for fiber optic cable and FTTH. And I believe whenever the 5G happens and whenever they buy, we being a reliable and quality supplier, we expect them to keep on, you know, bestowing with better orders. Of course, we have to be qualified. We have to be, you know, qualified with good quality. And we have to have a reasonably good prices, you know, competitive prices, and which we have been maintaining with them since last 10 years, good quality, timely supply and competitive prices. And we should be able to do that in future also.
Great, great, great. Nice to hear that. Also on the continuing the theme, the 5G ordering cycle as such, have companies made inquiries of you? I would imagine there would have been some inquiries leading into the auction.
Well, you know, as I said, our product offering for 5G would be coming around, I would say, October to December. And we will be approaching them. Now we will be starting approaching them. That look, these are the products, these are the specifications. And from then onwards, we will start having a serious discussion with them.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thanks for that. And also, if you could, just a couple of numbers, the CapEx for this year would be what the expectations would be, if you could clarify that. And if you could also give me the receivables and the inventory number, working capital number, this quarter end.
Look, you know, our first question is the CapEx, which is going to be about 450 crores this year and next year put together for optical fiber and optical fiber cable expansion. This is not only this year and next year. Expenditure on R&D is going to be about 150 crores in the current year.
Okay, okay. And what would be the working capital numbers this quarter? That would be all from my side.
Working capital numbers means, can you clarify what do you mean by that?
I mean, inventories, receivables, any components.
Receivable. Okay, receivable is 170 days. 170 days is receivable right now.
Okay.
And inventory is about 50 days inventory.
Okay. And nothing, no significant movement from the March numbers as such?
Look, you know, if you look at the number of receivable days, it has gone down. If you look at the numbers of the same quarter last year, it was 195 days. It has gone down to 174 days now. And inventory, again, hovers around the same, you know. Sometimes 45, for sometimes 57, 40. It all depends upon situation to situation.
Great, great. Very nice. And just a clarification, you mentioned about the European telecom operator with a global footprint. Did that order come in Q1 or has it come in the last few days in Q2?
No, it has come in Q1 and Q2 both.
And Q2 both. Okay, okay. Do we expect significant growth or it's still early days?
We expect significant growth not only from this player, from number of other players also.
Okay, okay, okay.
You know, with this growth only, I'm talking of increasing the export from 2.5 times, you know, what was right. 300 crores. And I'm saying right. That we'll go by 2.5 times. And that trend is started from the Q1 itself. Of course, the profitability was less because of the reasons I mentioned you. But now the profitability is going to be better and the order book is there. Order book for export, order book for fiber optic cable is already building up. You know, our problem right now is the capacity constraint, not the order book. And that is why we are increasing our capacity. That will increase our revenue and profitability both.
Great, great, great. Many thanks and all the very best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chetan Shah from Jeet Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations, sir, on a lovely set of numbers. Just one specific clarification. You mentioned that our margin can go up by 3 to 4%. Do you mean by company as a whole, or you are talking export in specific? If you can.
I say that 3 or 4% will go up in the product segment. Product segment.
In the product segment. Okay. Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. And sir, my next question is broadly to get. I know you alluded very detail in my previous colleagues' questions, but I'm just trying to understand. Sir, if you look at it, our segmental revenue and a breakup, our ETC business side capital employed is increasing sequentially over the last 4-5 quarters, but our revenue is more or less flat and actually declining. So could you just kindly help us know where are we building the capacity in terms of some future opportunity? One part is that. Second, by end of August also, we'll have a clarity on our entire 5G auction, and then all the three private and one public player will start rolling this out in next 12 to 15 months in a major geography across India. In terms of the size of an opportunity, I'm not asking HFCL in specific, but as a outsourcing opportunity from this telecom operator, what can this quantum or a number maybe, and where you think our pie will be? That will be very helpful just to get a sense of opportunity in next 2 years time.
Okay, no, what I estimate is that expenditure for by telcos in 5G networks and also expansion of 4G networks also. So BSNL, for example, is now going to put 4G network. And then they will go to 5G also. So new 4G networks, expansion of current 4G networks, that is also going to happen. Then the 5G networks by three private telcos and the fourth BSNL eventually. It's all going to lead into market opportunity or the demand increase in various segments of telecom. Fiber optic cable to start with. Then passive infrastructure, passive infrastructure, tower, EAO, all they would be required to put everything else. Small cells because of the higher coverage required and the lower coverage of 5G because of higher frequency band. Equipment for 5G. Then equipment which are, common equipment 4G, 5G is like switches, routers, all these are required to have in massive quantities. Minimum expenditure, which I expect, this is my expectation, in the 5G networks in 4 to 5 years by Indian telcos is going to be 3 lakh crores.
Got it.
And our market share, I can't, have a guess on that, but I think, with the products we have, fiber optic cable, where we have a dominant market share, we have a good market share in execution of services for the good clients. We received an order very recently in Reliance Jio. We are executing at, all point of time. We have been executing network of them since last 7-8 years. We'll keep on doing that. Our positioning in cable execution and the products like Wi-Fi, unlicensed band radio, I think will continue in the same manner for 5G products also. There is no reason why it should not be happening. So I believe, with this good positioning and CapEx by telcos, HFCL will gain immensely, no doubt about that.
Got it. Sir, my question about that increasing in capital employed in EPC business, but the revenue is not reflecting that. If you can give us some idea on that, please.
Capital employed has not increased, but, revenue has gone down in the last quarter because of the reason I explained to you.
Sure.
That services could not be
built.
That was the problem.
Got it. Sir, one last question from my side. This is more of a technical understanding, and pardon my ignorance on that. I'm just trying to understand, sir, once this 5G rollout happens, and I'm just fast forwarding 2 years from today, Do you think that this Wi-Fi and Wi-Fi related equipment network, which we are already working in terms of R&D side, can have a major upgrade required? Because in India, most of the routers and equipment for the Wi-Fi, which most of the people, we in our office or home and all, are using for last 5, 6, 7 years, does the need of replacement of this equipment also creates a very different set of opportunity, or that is too much to think as of now for me? Sorry, I'm not a technical guy, so just...
I can tell you. You are asking technical questions. You may not be technical, you are asking technical questions, which is good.
Right.
You know, look, 5G and Wi-Fi, there are different standards which Wi-Fi has to upgrade and to be compatible with 5G. I have been telling in my previous interactions with the shareholders also, and now again, compatible standard with 5G is Wi-Fi 7. Till now we are working on Wi-Fi 5 and Wi-Fi 6 now, but now 5G compatibility will be Wi-Fi 7. And we are already working on Wi-Fi 7, and very soon Wi-Fi 7 products will be out. Compatibility means the Wi-Fi has to match the throughput of 5G. Since 4G throughput are lower, you needed Wi-Fi 6. 5G throughput is higher, you need Wi-Fi 7. So we are already on Wi-Fi 7. Particularly when you see that, you know, from outside 5G signal is coming, inside how it is to be distributed. It can be distributed by 5G small cell. It can also be distributed by Wi-Fi 7. So depending upon what kind of requirement, in a home kind of a requirement, one would use Wi-Fi 7. In an enterprise kind of requirement, you need higher throughput and all that, you would use small cells for 5G. As HFCL, we are designing Wi-Fi 7. We are designing indoor small cells for 5G. We are also designing outdoor small cells for 5G. So all the products we are covering, whatever customer needs, we will be able to supply.
Got it. Sir, my last question on the export business. You said that will be 2.5x of our number eventually. And sir, just to get a sense, because China is now no more a very reliable customer for a lot of people in terms of the equipment and also in terms of the rollout. And if we look at the two large players, Tata and Reliance, both are saying that we will be likely competitor to roll out the telecom equipment itself over a period of time on a global side. Do you think that we will also be one of the beneficiary of that thing if at all it happens on a larger and a bigger scale the way UI did in last decade or so?
Look, you know, Chinese, as I said, you know, are getting restricted world over. Very restricted, right? Because of the strategic reasons of their spying through telecom networks. You know, as I said earlier to answer one of esteemed participant. So Chinese are, you know, declining because of the reason I explained. Now, Tata and Reliance, of course, you know, it is good that the more indigenous vendors comes up. But the global demand is so big. Global demand is so big, you know. So few other more number of players would not really matter at all, you know. And kind of numbers we are looking for ourselves, you know. 1,000 crores, even if it's 1,000 crores, what it is in front of billions of dollars of global demand, it is neither here nor there. That is why I'm saying our export, we will be able to increase significantly in the coming years because of huge global demand of cable and other equipment. So, you know, our strong push on export is precisely for this reason. It's a huge demand opportunity, and till now we have not been present in the global market with that scale. Still, we were having good revenues. Now, to further increase our revenues, we are not depending upon the Indian market. We are increasing our presence in the global market. And as you see, last year we had a 2.5 times increase. Now, on that 2.5 time increase, we are going to have further 2.5 time increase in the current year.
Right, right, right. Thank you so much. It is always a very helpful and informative interaction with you every quarter. Wish you all the best, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Singhania from Sage One Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question would be with respect to the near-term pricing scenario, given the global demand and supply of...
Pratik, your voice is very, echoing. So speak from the handset.
Yes. Sir, we have lost the line of Mr. Pratik. We will take the next participant, whose name is Ashit Koti, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Good morning, sir. With reference to our presentation, slide number 4, page number 4, where we are talking about public telecommunication, we are talking as 79% of revenue, defense communication is 19%, and then railway communication is 2%. Vis-a-vis page number 8. Now, over there, we are talking about current order book as public telecommunication 1519 crore, 2354 and 381. So, if I try to correlate both of them, bit of a confusion.
No, you know, the difference is revenue and this orders. Orders keep on coming. So, ratio between orders and revenue would always remain different. You know, order is what is happening now. Revenue which has happened in the past. So, there would always be difference. They can never match.
So, does that mean that defense is now heading ahead of public telecommunication? Defense communication and electronics?
Say that again.
Does that mean that defense is heading ahead of public telecommunication spends? Or the order book,
order book would be more from the private operators. Moving forward, new orders coming would more be from private operators.
Okay.
Of private operators, India and globally, not only India.
Okay. And sir, with regards to overall our revenue mix, what we have shown as 59% as product and projects as 41%. Within that, if I want to break it up into exports, product exports, project exports, and local, is that possible?
I can say, give me 1 second. Export, yeah, I can say, just one second. You know, our export revenue has been 184 crores in the first quarter. You know, which is the completed products out of 1,051 of the total revenue.
Okay. And our margins are much better off in exports vis-a-vis local, or is we are better off in local?
It's not like that. You know, it all becomes order to order. And in the first quarter, as I said, this what impacted us more in exports in some cases because logistical costs went much higher in the exports, you know, on the CIF orders, because of the container prices become high, the freights become higher, so there was higher impact on the exports than the local, because the containers and all these were not the issues.
And going forward, how much of it?
But now, you know, of course, we have seen, as I said, 6-7% in the export prices in the current quarter.
Okay, and how much we are going to take the benefit of PLI?
Oh, PLI, we will be taking significant benefit. We have applied, but we are applying again in the newly announced scheme, and we will be taking full benefit of PLI. The numbers I can't tell you at the moment because for the next 4 or 5 years, but it will be significant amount of benefit, significant amount.
And till now, how much we have bid for in entering system, government entering projects? What is our participation in terms of value?
We have bid in the defense sector we have bid, then couple of, majorly in defense sector. There is no bid in the public government telcos. There is no bid pending. I think maybe one bid is there in the BSNL, one bid for some router or something is there, but not much.
In value terms, sir?
Value, how can I tell you value for the bid we have put?
I mean, sir, we have bid for 5,000 crores, 10,000 crores, 2,000 crores.
Yeah, it may be in the vicinity of one. Defense tenders could be in the vicinity of something like 5,000 crores or more. And something like that, you can say total.
Okay. And sir, with regards to fiber optic cables, Sterlite Technology and some other players, Phenolics, where do they stand in terms of competition with our country?
Well, how can I talk in front of competition? I respect all the competitors. I respect all of them. And they also are good people, good companies, good quality, good competitors. And we respect them.
But we are way ahead in terms of our share of the market.
Domestically, yes. Domestically, yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Singhania from Sage One Investment Managers. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi, sir. Am I clear now?
Yes, you are right.
Sir, my question was with respect to near-term pricing based on the global demand and supply of fiber capacities. Because what I hear is like China is not adding capacity. Prismia and Corning's capacity has been fully booked for next 2-3 years. So, and because like your capacity would also take some time. So what is your sense on the pricing in the near term, say around 6 to 8 months?
I think prices are going to remain same. It's not going to increase. And people are adding capacity in China also. Why they are not? They are adding capacity. I think everyone is adding capacity in fiber. Not that they are not adding. Everyone is adding. And Corning, Prismian, I don't know because Corning at least don't talk about their capacities. But in China, people are adding capacities. We are adding capacities. Indian, other Indian vendors, I don't know, but they must also be adding. Sterlite, VTL, they must also be adding capacities. Because capacity in fiber is being added because the demand of fiber is expected to increase in next 5 years. In our estimation, this 500 million will go to almost 1,000 million in next 5 years.
Yes.
So prices, I think, going to hover around this currently global market price is roughly about $5, about $5, which is going to remain around the same. It had gone up to 5.2 and then, you know, it's depending upon manufacturer to manufacturer, tantrum between 5 and 5.2. This is what it is right now.
Okay. And sir, in our PLI scheme, of course, like you won't be able to share the exact detail, but most of the companies that we have seen that whatever is the capex amount, at least that they are able to recoup over next 5 years after the investment is made. So would that be a ballpark case for us?
That should be a ballpark case, yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, please limit your questions to one per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar sir. And just to sum up of what you have spoken and elaborate, sense, just to make some good sense and correct me, this is one-off quarter in which the impact of higher input cost in terms of logistics has played its part in lower margins. And also with some disturbance at our client end, some deliverables which were scheduled for this quarter will spill over to the next quarter. And going forward, we are seeing...
You basically summarized what I said in my presentation and question answer.
Yes,
you are right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was just trying to make good sense of that. Sir, when you spoke about the turnover for OFC cables, looking at around... 2300 for this year. What have been the OFC contribution for the first quarter?
First
OFC
quarter,
sales?
Revenue should be around, let me just, I think it was over 500 crores if I'm not wrong. It's around 500 crores.
Around 500 crores. So, 530 crores. This is like...
530 crores to be precise.
530. So it should be in this vicinity of 500 to 600 for the remaining quarters to reach 2300. That should be an idealistic number.
You can say that, yes.
Yes. So when we look at the purchase of stock and trade component, that has gone up.
One question at a time. Let others join and you come back.
Sir, I was in the queue for a long time. If you complete, I'll come in the queue, sir. Just the purchase of stock and trade part component has gone up considerably for this quarter and commensurate to the turnover. If you could explain the same, and I'm coming in the queue. Thank you for all the detailed answers, sir. It's a pleasure to hear in this call, sir, then to ask questions. Thank you.
So, Saket, purchase of stock and trade is nothing but the outsourced materials which are procured for execution of various contracts in hand. the fiber cable we are manufacturing. So wherever cable is required, that is in-house supply. But other than cable, lot of materials are being outsourced.
Right, sir. I'll come with the follow-up, sir.
Thank you. As that was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Mahendra Nahata for closing comments.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks a lot for your keen interest in HFCL and making yourself time available for this conference. And I express my gratitude, and I can assure you, company is in good trajectory of progress with this increase in capacities, increase in product range, and increase in customers, new products, new geographies. All three are happening at the same point of time, and I'm sure coming quarters would be, performance of the company would be in the expected trajectory which we had planned for ourselves, and the pressures which came in the quarter one are no longer there visible, so there should be improved performance in the coming quarters by the company. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot for being with us. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you. On behalf of Himachal Futuristic Communications Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.